now for another tale in the almost true life continuing adventures of Big John Tirefire, the man from the Ministry of the Environment.
Well, one time, Big John, this is Dispatch. Do you copy?
This is Big John, Dispatch. Over.
We've got a report of a 316, black smoke on County Road 2. Over.
I copy, Dispatch. What time is it now? Over.
It's quarter past 3, Big John. Over.
That's a 10-4 of the 116 at 315 on County Road 2. Over and out. Black smoke, huh? Maybe a tire fire. And who do they send to a tire fire? Big John Tirefire, man from the Ministry of the Environment. Better check my essentials. Badge? Check. Citation book? Check. Pen? Check. All right, let's roll.
Woo-wee, look at that fire. Grandpa's here would be proud. Woo-wee. No, Bertie, you don't want to get your tail feathers in there. Try and find it, it never fails. Get a good blaze going and you get visitors every single time. Now, who could that be? Always driving a little car like that. See it? Looks like a clown car to me. Probably them clowns from that circus that passed through here about 8 years back. Can't get rid of the damn things.
Excuse me, sir.
Want to get? Got no use for a clown like you.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know who you are addressing? I am a...
Clown, that's what you is. I know that already. Besides, you don't look so funny in them there regular clothes. Where's your rubber nose and your rubber chicken and your big floppy shoes? If it weren't for that funny wig of yours, I'd have not taken you for a clown at all.
You see this badge? I'm John Tirefire from the Ministry of the Environment.
Oh, a government clown. Well, they the worst kind, except for lawyers. They're the biggest clowns a-going.
Do you mind telling me what you're burning?
Just please? Oh, this ain't nothing. Just some brush and an old outhouse, some scrap lumber, and Grandpa.
Did you say an old outhouse? Why, that's a direct violation of Ministry code, releasing methane into the natural oxygen supply of this planet. Do you have any idea what that stuff can do to our vastly depleting ozone layer?
I don't know nothing about that, mister, but I do know to stand up, bring of the fire, and to pray that the wind don't shift.
I could write you up a series of citations with fines so stiff that you won't be able to afford to live anyplace else except an outhouse. What have you got to say about that?
Are we talking a three-seater or just one of them single jobs?
Listen, you, I'm a nice guy and you're obviously just plain stupid. I'll let you off with a warning now. It's a good thing you wasn't burning tires, or I'd have busted your ass.
Well, that's right, nice of you. If you wanted a tire fire, you should have been here about 3 weeks ago when I started this blaze. Sure was something to see, I'll tell you that.
You mean this fire's been going for 3 weeks? You must have had a lot of brush to burn.
It weren't that, mister. It was Grandpa.
You mean you've been burning your grandfather for 3 weeks? Why so long?
Well, Grandpa went off on a bender before he died, and he was one day burning the carcass, and the rest of the time burning off the alcohol he drank.